My dear brothers and sisters, today I'd like to just reflect on the first line of the first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. And what we heard was, brothers and sisters, the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. In the context of this letter, St. Paul is talking about the election of Israel and then the opening of the promise of salvation to the Gentiles. But the truth is also has a wider application, because it is a general truth that the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. And this is a truth that actually applies to the life of each one of us. So when we think of the gifts of God, one of the very first ones that should come to mind is the gift of faith. Faith is a gift. And faith is necessary for salvation. We cannot please God without faith. And our whole human existence is, on this earth, is a test of faith and an opportunity for us to embrace the faith, to show our faith and live faithfully to God in hope and in trust of the salvation that is promised us. And so there are obviously then obligations that go with the faith. God gives us this gift that we may live, but we have to then live according to the faith. And if we should seek to then, after receiving the gift of faith, free ourselves of the obligations and reject the teachings, reject the faith, that's one of the gravest, if not the gravest of all sins, apostasy, which is a sin against the Holy Spirit. And in rejecting the faith, rejecting the church, we would reject then also the means to salvation and eternal life, which are the church itself and the sacraments of Jesus Christ our Savior. The gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. So each one of us then, having received the gift of faith, is called to become adopted sons and daughters of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. And we're all called to holiness, to observe the law of God. Our Lord told us, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. This is an irrevocable call. And the irrevocable element is consistent then and derives from the divine essence or the divine nature. That is, God is immutable. His word is eternal. God doesn't say yes today and no tomorrow. God is, and this is a word that Bill Clinton, former president, made famous with his statement about his innocence or guilt depended on what the meaning of is. Well, I think everybody knows what is. And God said, I am who am, not I am who will become or who was. I am who am. There is no flip-flopping with God. There is just one truth. And then we have the words of our Lord Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we read in the letter to the Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we read in the book of Revelation that those will be saved whose names are written in the book of life, and that's forever. Therefore, our response then to that call we've received also has a definitive quality. Although, as I said, in this life, we're undergoing a trial, a test of our faith, and we do flip-flop in our response. Sometimes we're courageous and generous and faithful. Other times we're selfish and cowardly and give in to falsehoods and sin. But there won't be a chance after our life on earth ends with the death of the body and the separation of the soul from the body. Then we have no more opportunities, and there will be no further changing of one's destiny. At death, we have to face judgment. And so this reading is especially helpful, or this reflection should help us in this month of November, in which we, in a particular way, intercede for the souls in purgatory who can no longer change their situation, but are saved, yet still undergoing purification and suffering. It's good for us also to think about our eternal life and hope that we will be faithful until the end. He who perseveres to the end will be saved, is what our Lord told us. And all of us, anyway, will face death and judgment. And then there are only two options after that in the final analysis, heaven or hell. And so the gift, the call, the immutability of these are truths of the utmost consequence for each and every soul, for each and every human being, man, woman, or child, made in the likeness of and image of God. The choices before us, eternal life or eternal death, and we've been given the means by which to choose life. We have to simply accept the gifts that God gives us, the church, the sacraments, and all that go with that life of faith and obligation, and to obey. If we respond to his call and accept his gift, we too can have eternal life. Again, just reflecting on our duty to pray for the dead. Our Lord in today's gospel told us, in other words, not to seek recompense from our good deeds in this life, but rather to favor those who can't repay us. I guess I'm going to contradict myself, because praying for the dead also, besides being a work of mercy, a spiritual work of mercy, we do also know that the souls in purgatory also help the living. So an offering for them isn't necessarily completely disinterested, but the point is to not seek an earthly reward, but rather do these things for the heavenly reward that awaits the faithful. We've received the gift of faith. That gift will never be taken away from us, but we can lose it by negligence. The call yet is irrevocable. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us to be faithful, to respond to God's call, and in the next life to enjoy our eternal reward. Praise be Jesus and Mary.